And now, live from the heart of Sherwood Forest, here's a couple of right old bandits. It's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And this is the rather marvellous E Street, The Swindles. So, you're listening to Gnarly Wave underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Swindles, or as we have called them before, the Swindells.
Swindells.
Mm. It's the Swindells, yeah. In the lounge suits.
Definitely.
Leeds punk rock, Tony.
Okay.
And they sent me a brilliant email this week saying, look, we've got some new stuff out. We haven't quite finished the mixes on it because we've run out of money. But if we get more money, we'll do it properly, but it probably won't get any better than this, so just play it. I went, yeah, all right, that's brilliant.
Fair enough.
And, yeah, so are we going to call them the Swindells? I quite like the idea of calling them the Swindells.
I like the Swindells.
What is the Swindells website, Tony?
Theswindells.co.uk?
Theswindells.band.
Oh.
One of those ones. And what's that about? You know what it is, don't you?
Oh, they just released a lot of top-level domains, so there's like this .blog, .name, .band.
Is there dot Paul?
Oh, I don't know. Probably not. But yeah, I don't know. They released it a couple of years ago and it's just gone mad.
Well, it's just gone mad, Tony.
Gone mad, yeah.
Anyway, the Swindells, interestingly, Tony, are playing at Manchester Punk Festival.
Oh, okay.
Aren't they? As are four of the bands we're playing this week, and I'll talk about that. Four other bands that we're playing this week, as we were mentioned just a moment. First of all, though, if you have a joke or poem for me, please do email paulieb@punkyradio.com, title your email Comedy Suburbs if it's a joke, and Poetry Corner if it's a poem. I haven't had any this week, Tony.
No?
But I'm sure we'll get another one at some point.
It's quiet. I don't know why. It's quiet.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Let's talk about Manchester Punk Festival, shall we?
Right.
So, Manchester Punk Festival, Tony, it happens in April. I think it's the 20th to the 22nd, I think, from memory.
Okay.
Which is that the week after Easter?
Oh, I never remember when Easter is.
I can't work out Easter these days. Yeah. Anyway, it's brilliant. There's loads and loads and loads and loads of brilliant bands on, as you will discover this week, including the Swindells, but also lots of others, including the two we're going to play right now, Tony.
Okay. Excellent.
Stay tuned for a band we've played before called The Filaments, but first up a band we haven't called Line Out. Line Out, Tony, are from Roberto Corinduno.
Right.
Yeah, so where do you think that is?
Oh. Leicester?
It might be Leicester. It might be Italy.
Ah, okay.
One of the two. What I want to know is, Tony, what is Line Out's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/Line Out Band.
Oh, good idea. Facebook.com/lineoutrock. Paulie B on the internet too, Tony Neil, and this is Anatolian Nights. Not for money, not for God, not for money. You're listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job in the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the Filaments, who are indeed all the way from Essex, and a track called Statistic. I like the Filaments, Tony.
Okay.
I like them. They are also playing Manchester Punk Festival. You can find out more. How can you find out more, Tony?
Website?
Yeah, not about the Filaments, about Manchester Punk Festival.
Oh, it's manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
It is indeed. You've got that learnt. And what is the Filaments Bandcamp page?
thefilaments.bandcamp.com.
It is. It's Tony Warren, Paulie Beat, and the internet too. And thanks very much to the Filaments, and thanks very much to TNS for sending us what is through. The reason we're playing these tracks is they have released their latest free to download, or pay as much as you want to download, Manchester Punk Festival volume, I think it's volume 13 we're on now or something.
Wow.
Another load of great bands on it. So some of the songs that we're playing this week, you can download for free. That's cool, isn't it?
That's great.
That is indeed. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Brilliant. That means it must be time for...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
Nope.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle. Thanks for your Facebook comments. If you are on Facebook, please do leave us a comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio, like the page, leave us a comment, do get in touch. Messages, we don't check them that often, but your comments, much appreciated. And then one this week, from Jen, Glenn, Chris N. Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? We think it's probably Glenn this time.
Yeah, we think it probably is.
Yeah. Giving blood with a perk for Punky. And that's, it's a picture of himself giving blood wearing his Punky Radio t-shirt.
Fabulous.
Oh, he's on brand as well. Loving
which,
it.
Which colour t-shirt, son?
Oh, was it purple?
Was
can't
it purple?
Remember. Or was it red?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking you.
Oh, right. No, I'm not. I've just got the text.
It isn't part of the quiz.
Oh, damn it. Everything's a quiz.
I hope it is the red one, because that would be fitting with the blood.
I remember when Fatboy had a t-shirt. He had like a burgundy one a few years ago. That was quite nice.
He did, yeah. His was... And he looked very fetching in it.
He did.
I think everyone looks fetching in a Punky Radio t-shirt, Tony.
Of course they do. I was checking the picture out right. Oh, no, it's not red at all. It is like a grey-green.
Oh, the grey-green.
A military green.
Yeah, the camo one.
Yeah.
Nice.
No one can see him. There you go.
Well, no one can see him in the correct terrain.
Exactly. He's rather stuck out a sore thumb inside a doctor's surgery.
Yeah. Mm. Or in a big pink boudoir.
Yeah.
Speaking of big pink boudoirs, Tony.
Okay.
The Duke's Arms.
Hello, Duke's Arms.
We'll have some news about the Duke's Arms later on in this show.
Oh, okay.
And hello to everyone listening on a Monday night. Hope you're doing well. I will be seeing you soon.
Excellent.
Might even be this Friday night, Tony. Who knows?
Blimey.
Yeah, who knows? Going to play another song. Oh, so that's it, Facebook, yeah?
That's it, Facebook.
So that concludes...
Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la. Facebook, Facebook, tra-la-la-la-la.
I'll never tire of that.
No.
Frankie Boyle.
Frankie Boyle.
Going to play another song now, Tom.
Okay.
This is a Danish three-piece that have come through to us via... I think it's the Sign Records. I'm not sure, though, now. Because I might have made a massive mistake there. It might not have been them at all. It might have been... What's the other one? Inverse. It might have been Inverse. Oh, it's one of those. It's one of those Scandinavian stroke Finnish ones.
Right.
Great band, Tony. I think you'll like them very much. What is... And the band are called Nelson Can.
Okay. Right,
what is Nelson Can's website?
NelsonCan.com?
It is. It's Tony 2 Paul Bean, isn't it, too? This is thrilling. This band, Tony, described as a little bit like the Yeah Yeah Yeahs, a little bit like Susie and the Banshees. I'm aiming more towards Susie, Tony.
Right, okay.
I think you'll find out why very shortly. But who can give us a miracle? Nelson can.
A mirror of the sky, golden eyes.
You're listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I almost forgot what I was saying then.
Wow.
That was Nelson Cant. Dude, sounding very much like Susie and the Banshees, and a band I would like to check out live, Tony.
Okay, excellent.
Now then, did you do anything last week?
Don't think so.
Right. No. Fortunately, I did.
What'd you do?
Last Saturday, I went on one of these meet-up things where you go and meet a load of people you don't know, right?
Right.
I went to the Roebuck, which is the Wetherspoons in the middle of Nottingham.
Which one is it? The one on the side street?
It's the one up St James's Street, yeah, it's massive. Yeah. And it's got a brilliant roof terrace.
It's good, isn't it?
Where it's got, there's cover on four sides, but a big open roof bit, making it able to smoke in.
Oh.
It's like the inside outside, Tony, it's one of those.
Marvellous pub.
And it's really brilliant. I didn't stay there that long, because the vast majority of people that were there that I was meeting up with were frankly a bit weird. But a few of them did agree to come with me and my Spanish lodger, Gerardo, who piled along for the fun, to go to the Dog and Partridge with us, Tony.
Okay.
And we went to Dog and Partridge. Oh, it's brilliant there. Just always soul and northern soul. And it's like going back to the 1970s, and I love it. But however, we even tired of that, Tony. Mm-hmm. So we went somewhere else. Guess where we went?
The castle?
The Tap and Tumbler.
Oh, okay.
And we went to the Tap and Tumbler. And who do you think I bumped into in the Tap and Tumbler, Tony?
One of the You Want Fox girls?
There's a lot of teas there, weren't there? No, not one of the You Want Fox girls, but someone equally as sexy and girly.
Marv?
No, Pete from Monkey Fist.
Oh, right.
Haven't seen him for years. I haven't seen him for about a decade, in fact. We have mentioned him briefly, I think.
Yeah,
Monkey Fist aren't going anymore.
I saw him a few months ago. First time in years as well.
Oh, did you really? Was he with his missus?
No, he was practising at Unit 5 with his band Plague Pit.
Oh, right.
About 6 months ago or something like that, yes.
And are they a kind of easy listening outfit? Or
folk?
I can't handle that.
No, it was death metal.
Of course it was, brilliant. Yeah. Anyway, Pete's on good form. I haven't seen him for years. Very pleased to see him. And we had a selfie.
Oh.
Which doesn't really help right now. What with this being an audio production. But yeah, we had a selfie where we both looked rather marvellous.
Excellent.
And his missus, all the way from Dudley, is marvellous.
Oh, smashing.
Yeah, so ended up having a rocking good night. We ran out of there in the hope that we'd be able to make it back to the Pelham for last orders. But alas, even though we could get a tram at 1 a.m, thank you very much, Nottingham Mass Transit, mm-hmm. We didn't quite make it back in time. So we headed straight back, and I fell asleep on the sofa, woke up at 3:30 in the morning.
Okay.
A great night was had all round. Shall we do something from the vaults?
Let's do that.
Let's do that. So from the vaults this week, Tony, one of the last times we will be featuring a track from the rather marvellous Cherry Red Records Action Time Vision, 111 track, 4 CD box set, which is wildly inaccurate, but you'll have to go back a couple of weeks to find out why. We're playing The Skids, Tony.
Wow.
Who, for the first time in 35 years, are also bringing out a new album.
Okay.
Which is quite incredible. And they are on tour at the moment, and I believe it was mentioned about them playing a gig at the in Brighton.
Right. Yes. Of course, yeah, a few weeks ago. Was it next? Oh, yeah, it was. It was a long time ago, but it was a long time in the future, wasn't it?
It was a long time ago, but it was a long time in the future. So it might have happened, or it might be about to. Anyway, one way to find out is to go to the Skids website, Tony, which is...
TheSkidsBand.com?
TheSkids.com.
Oh.
Simple as that. Paulie B Internet 3, Tony 2. Make sure you check out this box set. Some of our listeners have already bought it and said, yes, that is amazing. It is amazing. As is this. This is a really quite early track from The Skids. This is Reasons.
We'll be right back. And the reason is, and the reason is, and the reason is.
You're listening to Rich Morton Sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That's a classic bit of old school punk rock, stroke post-punk, stroke new wave coming in right there. Because the Skids, they might have started off as a more sort of straightforward punk band, but they very quickly became a bit more new wave.
Right.
With working for the Yankee Dollar and the such like.
Okay.
But you can hear that song and another 110 on the Action Television compilation, so you get the chance. We think it's $24.95, don't we?
It was something like that.
That's very reasonable.
Yeah.
Works out about 5p a song or something.
Yeah.
Which I think is rather good value.
Yeah.
Now then, have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
Tony, you're being very quiet this week. You're not saying a lot.
I'm not.
No, you're just saying yes, no, and grunting.
Ah.
I expect a bit more during this bit. Are you ready for this?
I'll consider myself chastised. I'm ready for this.
And well, you should. It's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide.
Gigs.
Yeah, more gigs. Thanks for your gigs. Do email me, tony@punkyradio.com. If you do have a gig for me, I want to know who's playing, where they're playing, how much is it to watch them play. Quite fitting this week as we're featuring Mansfield Punk Festival. There is a TNS Records tour going on at this very moment.
Oh, yes, there is indeed. Brilliant.
It kicked off last week. It looks like it's kind of the weekends over the next few weeks. So this Friday, the 3rd of March, they're playing... it's Wonk Unit, Faintest Idea, Roughneck Riot, and Revenge of the Psychotronic Man. And so this Friday, they're playing at the Cellar Bar in Stafford. And on Saturday, they're playing at the Underground in Plymouth. And on Sunday night, the Wheat Chief in Banbury.
And it's a brilliant lineup, I should say. It's basically four headline bands on the same bill, isn't it? So they're rotating the running order.
Yes.
Yeah, so you don't know who'll be on first, don't know who'll be on last. So get there for the whole thing, because four fantastic bands.
Yep.
And we've seen all of them.
I've not seen... Well, I've heard all of them. I've seen Wonk Unit, and I've not seen the rest of them.
Yeah, I've seen them all, and very good they are too. Absolutely brilliant live, a lot of them. It'll be cracking gigs, and we're hoping to get to the one on St. Patrick's night, aren't we?
Friday, 17th of March, the Maze.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, so I'll read out the next couple of weeks as well. So I'll do next week.
Tony, that'll be one of the first times I've made a point of going out on St. Patrick's night, but I'm still managing to avoid St. Patrick's night as such by going to it.
Mm.
Although I should think there'll be some green Guinness nonsense knocking about in the Maze, won't there?
Oh, no doubt.
Blokes in big hats.
Yeah.
There'll be blokes in big hats, Tony.
No, there will be.
But they'll be drunk women having the crack.
There will be. But watch, the Maze is just... It's far enough out of time, hopefully, to avoid the mass majority of the nonsense.
It is, yeah, and I can walk to it.
Yeah, you could.
I can.
Yeah, of course you can.
I walked back last time. It's a bit of a long way uphill on the way back.
It's a lot closer to you than it is to me.
It is.
But yeah.
But anyway, that's something to do with this one, so I should shut up, really.
It is, but yeah, that's all I have.
Right, so that concludes Tony's International Gig Guide.
potatoes.
CNS Records. So we play, right, what should we do now? Oh, I'll tell you what we'll do. Right, we'll play a band we haven't played before that have come through. But they sent a lovely email this week to paulieb@punkyradio.com. That's the best way for bands to get on the show. Send me an email with an MP3.
Yes.
And then I'll have a listen to it, and if it's good enough, it'll be on the show straight away.
Okay.
Yeah. And that's what the Blue Carpet Band did, Tony. The Blue Carpet Band sent me an email saying, hi, John from the Bleach Boys said we should get in touch with you. Well, if John from the Bleach Boys is saying you should get in touch, you definitely should.
He's not wrong.
He listens to the show, he knows the kind of thing we play, and he wasn't wrong. This is Dirty Garage Rock and Roll from London, Tony.
Lovely.
What I'd like to know is, what is the Blue Carpet Band's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheBlueCarpetBand.
Facebook.com/BlueCarpetBand. And I do understand that it would be an easy mistake to make there, because they are down as being the Blue Carpet Band, but might be known as Blue Carpet Band anyway. So you're right to go for that, but you're still wrong. Probably be Internet 4, Tony 2. And this is the rather fast-paced Genghis Khan.
Shoot him in the face, yeah. Got a problem that I just can't lose. Hope, hoping for a better way. I'll raise the roof. Oh no, don't know which way to, don't know which route to take. I'm not another leader for this thing, the human race. No, I can't see, I don't know why. I keep trying to find the night. I keep running and I can't hide, but I don't know why, don't know why. Drop, kick it away. Drop, kick it away. Drop, kick it away. If you don't know what I'm saying, it ain't okay. Heart attack, baby. Got a problem that I just can't lose. Hoping for a better way. I'll raise the roof. I'm not, don't know which way to, don't know which route to take. I'm not another leader for this thing, the human race. No, I can't see, I don't know why. I keep trying to find the night. I keep running and I can't hide, but I don't know why, don't know why. Drop, kick it away. Drop, kick it away. Drop, kick it away. If you don't know what I'm saying, it ain't okay.
You're listening to 50 Foot Combo underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job of the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was indeed Blue Carpet Band, or the Blue Carpet Band, and Genghis Khan. I used to know a band, Tony, who were called Genghis Khan.
That rings a bell.
Yeah, that were originally the Spice Daves.
That doesn't
then
ring
became
a bell. Right.
Genghis Khan, and I knew Scary Dave out of the Spice Daves.
Right.
Who then said, oh, by the way, we're in a new band now, we're called Genghis Khan. I went, that is wonderful.
Did we play them?
I don't know.
Right.
I think we just talked about them quite a lot.
Oh, okay. Right.
I think we just talked about them. Oh, and then now, Scary David is now Hobo Jones in Hobo Jones and the Junkyard Band.
Blimey.
Who we have played on the show. Who are kind of punk buskers nonsense.
Punk buskers nonsense.
Yeah, but brilliant. And okay. I don't know if they're still going. I haven't heard much of them recently, but yeah, they're absolutely tremendous. But that's got nothing to do with any of this. I should shut up. Okay. Tony, are you doing anything this week?
I don't think so.
Oh, very good. So nothing last week, nothing this week. Are you just head down with work, Tony?
It's pretty much, yeah. We had, say, January and February has been quite... I've had a lot of time off in terms of holidays and birthday nonsense. So I'm a bit behind. So unfortunately, it is a boring period of just work.
You're just embracing being 40, aren't you?
Yeah. I don't think it's probably hit me yet, or I've already just come to terms with it and put it behind me. Loving being 40. It feels exactly the same as 39.
Right, my dad said he didn't like his 45th.
Right.
But I sailed through mine.
Yeah?
Yeah, I haven't really had a problem with a birthday yet, I don't think. They just, I think I'm just surprised when I wake up and I've actually woken up.
Every day's a celebration.
It is really, yeah. Anyway, this Friday, Tony.
Okay.
I'm doing my stand-up comedy show at Woodside Hall in Hitchin. It features two acts from Manchester in the shape of Smug Roberts and Tony Burgess. And it's the 24th birthday of the club.
Wow.
My club is older than some of our listeners to this show.
Yeah. Wow.
My comedy club is in its mid-20s, Tony.
It's a difficult period.
My comedy club could legally have an 8-year-old child.
Yes.
I know. It's frightening, isn't it? However, it is brilliant. You can find out more about it via lastminutecomedy.com. And I do hope, if you're in the Hitchin area, that you come down, because it's not often we have our 24th birthday. It's actually only on Friday.
Hmm.
Yeah, so, and both the acts are brilliant as well. You can find out more about them by Googling them. Smug Roberts and Tony Burgess. They've both got quite a history.
Okay.
So that's what I'll be doing this Friday. Saturday, I'm hoping to be back up this way to maybe go and see a band. And I'll maybe tell you more about that next week.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah. All right. So okay. Two more songs now, Tony, from the Manchester Punk Festival free download volume 13, which is available via
manchesterpunkfestival.co.uk.
Absolutely. You should be able to get a download link to it from there. If you can afford to pay any money for it, do. All the money goes into the promotion for the festival. They are a not-for-profit organisation. I've also been quite good at being a not-for-profit organisation over the last few years, but more bad luck than design. So stay tuned for a band called Shit Present, Tony.
Lovely.
First up, a band called Denim and Leather, all the way from Manchester themselves. So it won't be far for them to go to Manchester Punk Festival.
Yeah, very handy.
Very handy indeed. What is Denim and Leather's Bandcamp page?
Denimleather.bandcamp.com.
You're overthinking it this week, Tony. It's denimandleather.bandcamp.com. Poorly be internet 5, Tony 2. And there was after the 2-2 just before half time. I thought things were looking good, but they're not now, Tony. Right. Bleeding Glass.
We built a wall around you, taught with glass. When you show us bleeding hands, we will let you pass. Show us bleeding hands, we will let you pass. We built a wall around you, taught with fear. We put the sound of our tunneling cries in your ear. Built a wall around us, taught with glass. Will you show us bleeding hands, we will let you pass. Built a wall around us, taught with fear. We put the sound of our tunneling. We'll be right back.
Punkers Plums.
Are you ready?
You're listening to Guana Bats Underneath Us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
You really made me laugh the way you said go when you're ready, then. Can you do it again?
No.
Who did go when you're ready?
Go when you're ready.
For those of you listening, and I imagine one or two of you are, especially in the Duke's Arms.
Hello, in the Duke's Arms.
The Duke's Arms in Burton Latimer, Tony.
Mm.
I'd say it's Burton Latimer's premier night spot.
Okay. Good.
Especially on a Monday, if you like to be thrown out of a pub for shouting, "This music's rubbish."
Too right.
Yeah, what we do is just before I start each bit, you say go when you're ready.
Mm.
And being you, Tony, you do normally say it the same way every time. But just then, you said it in a particularly peculiar way, which really made me laugh. Anyway, that was Shit Present and a track called Evil Way. Shit Present are from, Tony?
Manchester?
Exeter.
Yeah.
It does end in utter, though.
Yeah, there you go.
Manchester doesn't, though. It's in stir, so I'm completely ends in But what have Exeter and Manchester got in common? They both end in Brilliant song, that. Brilliant band. They will be playing Manchester Punk Festival on, I think it's April the 20th and 22nd. It's around then, anyway. Third weekend in April, I think. What is Shit Present's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/shitpresent.
It is. Well done, Tony. You kept it simple. Poorly beaten in step three, Tony. Five. Have you got a twat?
No.
Oh, dear. What are you going to do instead?
I'm going to remind people about it. So, and also, yeah, I've just checked out. It's 20th to 22nd of April for Manchester.
Wow, that was
Festival.
Good of me, wasn't it?
Yeah.
My powers of recollection are stunning.
Exactly. If you do have a twat for me, do email me. Tony@punkyradio.com. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and the reason. It is that simple. Do email me your twats. I do appreciate it. It can't be every week, but if you kindly get one through to me, that would be very much appreciated. It is that simple, so do get them through to me. Can't do a feature without you. But in absence of twat, as mentioned in the Facebook section, Jen Glenn, Chris N. Is it Glenn? Is it Jen? Is it Glenn? It's Glenn. He bought a t-shirt, or I think he got one bought him actually by his fine other half. That's from my Cafe Press site.
And that's true love, isn't it, Tony?
It really is. The gift that keeps on giving.
It really is.
So if you would like to have one of those rare t-shirts, if you would like to go to our Cafe Press site, which is cafepress.com/punkyradio, there is a link on our website, which is punkyradio.com. It's at the top.
You can buy one of many things on that site. There's a fine selection of t-shirts and hoodies and things like that. If you do have a look on the site and there's something missing you might want, do feel free to drop me an email, tony@punkyrager.com, with your suggestions. I haven't actually looked to update it in a good couple of years, but we've always said if something missing, or you write something maybe customised, it's not, and we have time, which we usually do, we could do that for you. So just have a look, let us know what you think. It's reasonably priced is what it is, and it's good quality, so do check it out if you can.
Three things, Tony.
Okay.
First up, it has managed to update itself in terms of the things on offer.
Oh, has it?
Yeah, so you keep getting more styles and designs and items that you can get with the Punky Radio logo or the such like. So if you would like something personalised, do get in touch. We'll sort that out. Secondly, we've never successfully managed to get the yellow friendship bear.
We haven't, no.
But I think we should try and make the yellow friendship bear happen this year.
Okay.
Right, and thirdly, yes, you haven't updated the website, have you? Because there's supposed to be some new photographs going on there.
I haven't had time.
Well, you should make time, Tony.
Yeah.
Will you promise us, the people, that you will update the photos this week?
I will certainly intend to do it this week.
It can't take very long, Tony.
It can't, but I'm so busy at the minute, it is ridiculous.
Well, maybe you should do it straight after this show, while you remember.
Oh, about 10 o'clock tonight when I want to go to bed.
Yeah, one of the two.
All right. All right, boss.
All right, brilliant.
I will sort it out. I will sort it out.
No pressure. All right, then.
Yeah, that's it, though. So, yeah, but do get them. If you do, you know, get a Cafe Press t-shirt, send us an email with a picture in our road gallery. Put it on our Facebook page. We'd yes. like to see them.
Yes, best thing to do is put it on our Facebook page because I can't see you updating the website to reflect it anytime soon, don't we?
Oh, no.
No. Let's play one last track this week, shall we?
Okay.
This is How I Think I Will End My Life. It's a band called Empty Lungs.
Right.
And they're all the way from Belfast, home. I do expect a horrible coughing death.
Do you?
Yeah, I do, really. I think it's my most likely demise.
Right. Okay.
Although I might just die, I might just die of mild quirkiness.
It does happen.
Who knows? Hmm. So this band, Tony, now I can't remember how we got hold of them, but I'm really glad we did. My apologies to Empty Lungs that I can't remember whether you've come through via a label or whether you've got in touch with me direct. But anyway, I'm really pleased because Empty Lungs are brilliant, Tony.
Brilliant.
Yeah, but what is their Facebook page?
Facebook.com/EmptyLungs.
Facebook.com/EmptyLungsNI, which reflects Northern Ireland rather than National Insurance. Although I'm sure they do play their National Insurance contributions, as should all good Northern Irish punk rockers.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. So it's probably the internet 6, Tony, 3, I think that's right, isn't it?
It feels about right, yeah.
It feels like it's 6-3, yeah. Mm. Don't get it.
Red Bull, did it even last? You see that girl? I bet she's a girl.
That's about the size of it for this week, Tony. I hope you've had a good time making the show.
Always.
Yeah, and I'm sorry that you maybe accused me of a little bit of bullying in the last section.
Did I say that?
I think you did. Maybe I imagined it. Maybe I am just such a natural bully. But I do like to think that my bullying of you has gone down significantly over the years as I've come to appreciate you more and more, you wonderful man.
Oh, you're much better than you were.
I was quite bad, wasn't I?
Yeah.
Maybe you could, if it's all right with you, maybe you could just mention the internet stations that carry the show.
Sure. We are on Padunk, which is Padunk Radio, P-O-D-U-N-K, radio.com, and we're on Radio Andra, which is Radio Andra, A-N-D-R-A.S-E. And a reminder, we're not on TBFM, but they have relaunched, I think it's Hard Rock Radio. So do check them out if you can.
Yes, and one of the stations, Padunk, is based in the US, and one of the stations, Radio Andra, is based in Sweden, and we are looking for a British internet station to carry the show. So if you know of any that might be interested, then get in touch with Paulie B at punkyradio.com.
Yep, we'd love that.
With luck, I'll see some of you at my comedy show on Friday night in Hitchin. Other than that, say goodbye, Tony.
Bye, Tony.
A poog, a poog.
But you can't.